economic revolution. Empires don't fall because of military defeat. They fall because of economic collapse brought about by authoritarian crimes. Despite the proclamations of authoritarians, authoritarian crime doesn't pay any better than street crime. The military defeat happens when the empire has so wrecked its economy, it can no longer pay its soldiers and propagandists. The empire goes broke, and the empire falls. Economic forces are egalitarian. Authoritarian attempts to assign value by fiat result in black markets, shortages, and supply chain disruptions. Authoritarians can manipulate prices to some degree for a limited time, but eventually value is assigned in the marketplace. The collective will of the people prevails. Price controls and the associated problems lead directly to the collapse of authoritarian regimes. Authoritarians often believe their failures are caused by not being sufficiently authoritarian, so they crack down even more. The crackdown leads to more social problems, and those social problems lead to more crackdowns. The beatings continue, and morale continues to decline. It's a degenerative feedback loop that leads to social collapse if it's allowed to continue to completion. A person who produces goods and services that people want will never be broke for long. A person who makes a living by crime will always go broke when people figure out how to resist the criminal scheme. In a crime-ridden, authoritarian society, honesty and productivity are scarce. And that scarcity makes honesty and productivity more valuable. Perhaps the best and kindest way to put an end to a criminal empire is to starve it using economic means. I believe most people would rather be a billionaire than a president. A political office can be lost anytime in a number of ways. That's true no matter what the political system. Gold is much easier to hang on to than political power. The process of turning political power into a store of value is stressful and unpleasant for all involved. If you want someone to do something, it's much easier to pay them than to intimidate them. Politicians often take a lot of risk to translate their political power into a store of value. Economic power is much easier to use than political power, and much easier to store for later use. The elites are using the inflation scam to gain ownership of more and more of the real value of the society. The longer we allow this to continue, the more difficult it will be to achieve the rational distribution of ownership of resources that is necessary for peace and prosperity. If you want to defeat the evil empire, quit your job and divorce yourself from the establishment as much as possible. Do honest work that creates goods and services that people want. Resisting a criminal organization that makes its living by armed robbery and fraud is an honorable and productive activity. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.